Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
How are you feeling, brother Maddie?
10 minutes ago, I was doing a shit, transferring from the toilet to the bidet, and I popped my back out again, hence why I'm standing up and recording this now. I can't sit down. Hopefully people can hear me. My mic is maybe a little bit lower than usual. I've still put it on a little stool thing, so hopefully people will be all right. Yeah, so my back's fucked, so please excuse me, people. I'm a bit out of wits right now. And I stayed up late last night watching the England match, which was incredible. England versus Mexico. Crazy match, man. Fucking hell. Them two goals in succession by... what's
two
his name?
goals in succession by Jude Bellingham.
Judy.
Two in
man.
2 minutes.
Oh, mate. I was literally in bed on my own going, yeah, come on, Sash.
Were you?
God. Yeah, just the way he headed that in, just oof, just bosh. Yeah. Like that. It's just like, I was just like, bah.
Yeah.
And you know me, I don't really get excited about this shit, but yeah.
Yeah. The Mexicans, I mean, we've beaten the most dangerous host nation out of Canada and America and Mexico, the most footballing one.
The crowd, man, alone.
At
the Azteca.
Under all this chat about altitude,
yeah.
All this chat about they haven't lost for 85 squillion games, and they've been playing teams like Jamaica. Basically, they've been, you know, playing shit teams. They beat Brazil a few times, but that was a shit Brazil. A bit like Brazil now. So, you know what I mean? I don't want to tempt fate.
No.
But this is kind of gearing up for... are we going to win the World Cup? Because we've beaten the host nation. We've beaten everybody. We've like come from behind.
Yo.
Which we didn't do, by the way, since 1966 when we fucking won it. And I'm
crazy.
Just like, oh my days... The Azteca and all that kind of shit. I was watching it this morning. I was like, fuck, we might have a chance of winning the World Cup. The next game is against Norway. We play those two brothers. The best brothers in their team are the Arsenal captain and Erik Haaland.
Yeah.
And our players play against them week in, week out.
All the time. Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But then they're saying, oh yeah, Bovd. Haaland will probably score a goal, you know, at least. He's well over a goal a game. So,
well, let's see. But listen, like, because also the Mexico fans, have you seen the intimidation tactics? They've been outside the England hotel, like, lashing
fireworks.
Yeah, and shit.
Yeah.
And mate, that Azteca crowd,
yeah.
Fucking hell. Like, and I thought, oh, they'd be tired soon. But now the whole first half, they were booing the England team whenever they got it and cheering their own team. Like, it was really fucking, like, mind
like
games,
a war
man.
zone.
War
Yeah, yeah,
zone
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
It was incredible to see, man. And you know me, I'm not mad into football, man. And I'm sure there's loads of intricacies to it. But for me, one of my main qualms about the England team is that they don't show enough heart. They get paid too much. They're worried about their hairstyle too much to do anything fucked up. They know the British tabloids, if they fuck up, they're going to get rinsed the next day. So they're too cautious to do anything. And they don't like play with passion. What I saw this morning, yeah. The way they play with 10 men defending
10
against
men as well,
against
bro. We haven't even
against
mentioned that.
against that fucking Mexico team as well, and they wanted it bad, yeah, and we held them off, and they did. Oh mate, that was what I want to see. I just want to see people playing with passion, man, not like pussyfooting around it going, I don't want to fuck up. I want to see people playing with passion. The Mexicans played with passion, but England played with mad passion and skill, and I fucking rated that. I'm so, you know what I mean?
Play for the badge. Play for me and Maddie.
I play for OCB, bruv. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? All right, listen, we got to start with a tune, man. I got a big tune ready for you. Remember last week I said I was going to come with a... Well, you know what? I don't want to ruin it. I'm going to play this first. I want to see if you recognize this, man. See ya, little man.
Little man, we've played this before.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. I'll check the podcast.
Oh, we might.
The playlist.
Little man,
but not this version.
Oh, is it?
Just proud of you.
Oh man, I thought I was doing something. If we've already played this on the pod, what the fuck, man? Anyway, we'll play it again.
No, we haven't, so it's all good.
Well, this is the original. This is
this is the non-garage version.
I was gonna flip it into the garage version, man, but I didn't know. I didn't realize he was up on that, man.
In such a short time,
it's a big tune.
You fill my heart with soul.
I gotta be careful, my back, man.
As I grow older,
arms house,
you grow white.
Basically, bruv.
Watching my mistakes, memorize where I've gone wrong.
I've never heard this, to be fair.
This is like, you know, 2001, late 90s. You remember Britain? There was a lot of like neo soul, you know, brand new heavies and like jazz kind of pop bands. And she was kind of part of that. Jamiroquai. Yeah, she was kind of part of that wave. But then she kind of like, I don't know, drifted out or whatever. But the remix, the X-Men remix of this tune was just too ill.
I wouldn't have chosen that to do a remix into Garage, to be fair.
You know, but it works.
But it fucking works.
And this, the way they do it as well, the intro with the steel drums and shit.
Yeah.
I got careful, my back, man. I'm gonna push it, pop it out again. And the bass line.
I'm old.
Little man.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House. Your mum's house.
Yeah, the steel drums, man. Yeah. Good.
We're filming a podcast.
Let's go, man.
I do love this song.
Oh, yeah. All right, okay. Get that one on the Arms House playlist, motherfucker. Big up Ash, man. He puts all the tunes you hear on the podcast since episode one. They've been compiled into a mad playlist on Spotify and on YouTube. So if you don't use Spotify like me, you can see it on YouTube. All the links are below this episode right here. Yo, big him up for doing that. Brother Theme, we got so much to get through.
Just WhatsApped you a video.
Oh, shit.
And it's me being a fucking idiot and going to try and video a couple of track sides that I was doing.
Yeah.
And then I got back home. I didn't even look at it. I got back home and I showed it to the missus. And she was like laughing in my face. How fucking old are you? You know, you're like a granddad trying to record the topic. And it just goes horrifically wrong because I video myself because the sun was coming in the fucking window so much. I couldn't even see the screen. And I'm like, I just like zoomed in.
Yeah.
The whole video is like this, by the way.
So you just filming the bulb of your chin.
Yeah. Look how concentrated I am looking out the window.
And it's in slow-mo
as
well.
Lining up, zooming in. Yeah.
How can you be seeing it's lining up if the screen is showing your fucking chin?
Because I'm tapping on it because I've gone. This is the second time, by the way. Oh, I went the first time and it was like the window was a bit shit and dirty. And when I got past the bits, they were really far away. So I was like, I'm going to zoom in. I'm going to go past again, zoom in and just tap on the screen when the Figaro piece I could see. And mate. Got back and I'm fucking dickhead Dave. Dave the dickhead. Stupid.
That's the worst, man. That's the worst.
That is the worst.
But yeah, we got Graffletter Gate. We got fucking a few things, reminders
graph
that
critique,
I want to make. Yeah,
videos.
That fucking video of the
dronage.
the drones. We've spoken about it a couple times now, but this is like now official. The BBC are reporting on it, done a video. We're going to go through that. But what a few reminders quickly before
Graph
we
Jam,
continue.
26th of August at...
No, no, 26th of July.
July.
Man, this month.
Yeah.
So it's coming up, man. On Sunday, 26th of July, we got the Arms House Graph Jam. We're going to be filming an episode. We got a couple of surprises in store. It's most likely now 99% going to be at Trellick Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So make your way down there if you want to come see us in the flesh. Come hang out. Should be chill. You know what I mean? Everyone is welcome as long as you're not a cunt. If you're under 18, we have no responsibility for you whatsoever, okay? So do not come here thinking that, and we don't know you and we don't have any responsibility. This isn't like a ticketed event.
Even if you
event
come with your dad and he says, those two are the guys who run in there. We're not running shit!
Yeah. Yeah, bring your parents, especially if you're under 16, that's for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's not really the type of place. Trellick Tower is not really the type of place for unguarded youths. Oh, yeah! And we've potentially found a venue for the live show of Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yes, we're going to do a live recording in front of a studio audience of the podcast. We're trying to pick out a date in August at some point. It'll probably be on a Wednesday night, to be honest. So we'll keep it Wednesday, 8 o'clock, but it'll be live. You can sit in the audience at a pub. We found a nice little venue called Riff Raffs in Croydon. Shout out 3-Piece Suite, shout out Ollie, Suds and all that. They're beautiful people there. They've got a projector as well. We're going to be projecting graffiti on the wall and rinsing it.
So shout send out Claire, in- the boss woman.
Salute, Claire. We're going to have a guest. We're going to have some stand-up comedy. Theme's going to perform Batter Them live in front of everybody, you know what I mean?
So
the first ever live performance of Batter Them, you know what I mean?
Talal's going to do some stand-up, isn't he?
Yeah, hopefully, yes. No, he said he's bang up for that. Talal will be there. We'll have a guest on as well. And we're going to make
Tunes. They've got decks set up. They've got, I mean, it's got everything. It's got a bar. It's got a couple of seats. But it might be standing up because, you know, you want to see us because we're so good looking. And then... You know, that's
it'll be
it.
A chill. It'll be a chill event.
Fucking
man.
Nailed on.
And we want to make it special for you guys. So as we reveal the date, so keep an eye on the Instagram, and I'm sure next episode we'll have it all locked in. So I just want to get people wet their appetite, as it were.
Slipping
you know?
Off their chairs.
Yeah. That's another thing. It's going to be a mad sausage fest. I bet you it's just going to be bare brez. So please, if there's any women who listen
don't
to this,
don't say that. Come. Yeah, invite the ladies.
Yeah, please. Come on, man. Man. All right.
So those are two massive announcements, to be fair.
Yeah.
And
let me give a quick shout out to Acme. Acme's helped out with the pod several times.
Millions
he's got
of
a
times.
big photo archive, and he did the graffiti Zine. Top Trumps.
Yeah, he did
top Trumps,
didn't he? Yeah.
And he did the we still have yet to play that game. We should do it, man.
I'm
just
looking at
Instagram.
It now. It's on the shelf.
We should do an Instagram live where we just like you have Top your Trump. Camera, I have my camera, and I can like show my cards to my camera. Yeah, we could do that actually on Insta Live. But he's got two new books. They're coming out at the same time. I haven't opened the package yet. He sent it to me, man. He sent two for me, two for you, and two to give away on the pod. We're not going to give them away this episode. I just wanted to shout him out and just tell him that I have received the package. I have yet to open it. I want to open it with when me and Theme are together.
We don't even know what it is yet, what it looks like.
It'll just be pure amounts of graffiti from the 90s. You know what I mean? Yeah. It'll just be from the golden era of graph. So, yo, shout out Acme. I just wanted to give him a salute.
Look at your reach!
Okay, what should we get into, man? What should we get into for the theme? What
do
you think?
Let's do the Graphletic. I was just thinking about the reaches. I've received a lot of love for the reaches that I did.
Man.
That someone did.
Is it still there? Or has it been buffed?
Yeah, no, it's still there.
Hey, okay.
Looking powerful, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Figure went out the couple of nights ago.
Okay.
And pulled off a very successful mission.
Okay. You didn't send me photos of that. Send me some
flicks. I
did,
didn't I?
Oh, maybe you did. It was a couple nights ago, yeah?
Yeah, the Figaro and stuff. Blue
okay.
background.
Sick, sick, sick. I saw them lot painted with Goldie. They did the long wall down opposite the Box Park thing.
Drax. Where's Drax? Drax has sent me, I've been asked three times today. I've had three requests regarding yesterday, so you can imagine how unsustainable that would be. Thanks for understanding. Because I was like, shameless attempt, I know. But can you ask your mate, Goldie, to come on the pot? And he's like, mate, I
Yeah, but
can't do
he
that.
could have planted the seed at least and like found out if he even knows we exist. You know what I'm saying? Like plant the seed, you know what I mean? But anyway, whatever. I'm like you said, Drax, he gets inundated, you know, and at the end of the day, he's not Goldie's manager, you know what I'm saying? He's his mate. So I fully understand, I get it, you know what I mean? But still,
I'm on. Drax.
When the almshouse asks you something, Drex,
Yeah.
you put down your pens and paper and you fucking get on it.
Fucking do it, bruv. Yo, man. But one day we will. I think it's just there. It's right there. Goldie episode will be
Goldie, I can
epic.
taste him. He's so close. I
Maybe we
know.
have to go to Thailand or wherever he lives. Do it an
Oh,
episode there would
I
be
wouldn't mind that.
crazy. That would be dope. Okay, graph letter game. Let's get
Oh yeah,
into
if you might have to pay to get into the live event unless you're a Patreon. Patreons will not have to pay.
Exactly. And also, if you simply can't afford it, we'll let people in for free. We just want to control the crowd that's in there when we do the
Yeah.
live, when we do the, he's talking about the live show, when we do the live show in August.
So if you pay, you're fairly committed and you won't sort of try and run your gums and make it shit for everyone else.
Exactly. All right, this week's graph letter game is the letter K. I've compiled it now for theme. Theme's done the last few weeks and made them difficult, and I'm fucking up. So now I've made it extra hard for
Sir,
him now,
who's
man.
that?
I'm kidding. Now you should be able to get these, I hope. Let's see
Is that
how
an
you
old
get on.
chick? Is that like a.
Oh, it's not a chick. This is, I think, not too long ago this train was done. It's on a, I think, a Baker. No, that's Central. Central, I think. Who did this letter K theme? At the end of the word, it looks like the K is quick dub. Might even be a jump down dub, you know what I mean? Look, he's missed out big gaps in there like that, there and there, but it's obviously dark and shit, and you know, I get it. Any guesses? K at the end of a word, not chick. And chick would never write chick on a train anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
So,
he's kind of the
older,
same.
yeah, maybe back in the day, I don't know.
Fuck. This is much harder when you don't do the letters yourself.
Okay, next one is it is truck, TRUK.
Damn.
Yes. Is that no, that is Bakerloo.
That's
Anyway,
a Bakerloo, yo.
next. All right, what about this one here? What does that look like?
That looks like an abseiling ting, yeah?
Yes, it does look like an abseiling ping. Let me close my door. Ricky! Yo, so I'm recording right now, yeah? This is the brother. All right. Yeah, so abseiling ting. What do you
I don't
think?
really know any of these abseilers. That's the thing.
What's the crew that does it in London? There's a crew.
SMT?
Yeah, so this thing here next to it here is an SMT going down. This one, though, is.
Who's who out of SMT? If
You know, when there's like, you know, you can hit, when a tap, if you don't close it properly, it keeps dripping.
drips.
No, that doesn't have a K in it. Yeah, so that means your tap is.
Bruck.
Oh, no, that's a good guess, but no, it's leak. All
It's
right.
not a good guess, Bruck. No.
It's Brock up. There we go. I've been seeing
Leak
this
Street.
dude as well. Who's this motherfucker? I don't even know.
Yeah, I
Anyway,
don't
doesn't
know,
matter.
yeah.
But yeah, here's the leak
Hawks.
down rock on a big ass building from 2024. Big them up. All right, next K. This one, not so difficult. Do you recognize
Kiwi.
it? It is Old Kiwi. That's a nice flick with C escape behind.
Yeah, 26.
He's been getting better as well, man. I don't know if I've seen any new bits from him recently, but I know
That's a
he's.
new bit.
Yeah, well, 26. Yeah, exactly. All right, what about this K
DK,
here?
Arsenal
DK.
Football Club.
There we go. Bosh on the
We've had him
shutters.
on the pod from when I
From
went to
your
Margate.
trip to Margate. Yes. All right.
Margate.
Next one. You've got more. No, you didn't get leak. And you didn't get.
I didn't get any. That's the first bloody merp. No, Funk,
Yeah,
GFS.
funk. All right, well done. There it
When's he
is.
coming on the podcast?
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't express that much
Yeah.
interest. He does love us though.
Willingness.
He'll
He
be
told
there.
me to fuck
Hopefully,
off to
I'm
my
gonna
face.
let me invite. If he's listening to this, I don't know if he will hear this in time, but come to the Graph Jam, 26th of July. Funk. He was there last year, so hopefully he comes this year as well. Let's go. All right, another AHC.
Alk.
Yes, Alk. Shout out all the crew them.
The same bend as the A. I like that.
Oh yeah, with the symmetry. Yes.
Yeah, symmetry.
I like that 3D with the red and then a little fade along the bottom of the red. Little subtle details like that.
Yeah,
I really like.
Boy.
Gives it that extra like it's coming off the wall, man. I love it. Oh, here we go. And back to 1993.
Oh.
K here. Dipping behind this letter here.
That's a K? Is that not an R?
No, it's a K. Yeah, that's not connected here. In the middle of a word, K, 1993, Don Dapper, London, graffiti, ill dude.
The 9-3 looks like Devise wrote that.
Yeah.
And the hearts as well, to be fair, but there's no K in Devise.
Similar era, yeah, well, same era, same... I don't know if they painted with each other. They probably did at some point.
Is this guy VFL?
No, he is...
Okay.
He's in, we mentioned him on the Don episode. He was in UBG and then he got swallowed up by DDS. He found something better, as Don put it. It is Syker, S-I-K-E-R there. You know, hey, PFB crew, TK.
Fun and Crime, PFB, FNC. Total Chaos.
There we go.
Look at that E. That's so 9-3, that E. Jesus.
Look at your reach.
Yeah. I love
Christ.
That. He's dope.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Next one. Okay. This
chalk.
Is his old style. Huh?
Chalk.
One letter wrong you got in that. It's not chalk.
That's not chalk. It's croc.
Yes, croc. An old one from croc there. Looks like that's on the... oh, no, God knows, actually. Fuck knows. Kind of.
I didn't know he was
of...
TBF, the Buff Fails.
Oh, yeah.
I might ask Slam, the governor, if he's actually in it.
Yeah, TRC and TBF. No, he painted with ACT a lot. With ACT.
Yeah, he did.
And them lot.
He did. Croc Wheezy.
I like
Croc's
these letters.
Croc's a fucking good guy.
Super dope geezer. He's been around the block. He knows what he's talking about. And he's a funny fucker as well.
Yeah.
He's a joker. He's a little dude where he's always got his cap on. He's always cracking jokes and that, man. He's a proper safe geezer. And he's done a lot of fucking painting. That guy... He doesn't get spoken of much, man. Like, he's a style dude. He's got... Anyway, love
this
that.
This isn't his style. His style is like... Well, that was his style, but his
it
style
was
now,
back in the day. Yeah, now
yeah,
he's...
Yeah, amazing.
I don't know about this scheme here. What's this mad patchwork weird thing? I'm sure he had a reason behind it, but yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is. All right, next up.
He did a bunch of graffitism as well, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah, graffitism, all them ones, man. Visual graphics, like
all the
that
hand
crew.
Styles in the graffitism magazine is him, I think.
Yeah, I think early on, you're right. Is it graffitism or was it Bomb Alert, that magazine?
Graffitism.
Yeah, his hand style, that's another thing. Croc has slept on, man. People don't know about Croc.
People don't know about Croc.
We got to get him on the pod then. Mm. All right, next up.
Court. No.
Yeesh, no. He's a West London Don. This is a quite famous dub of his, I guess. Not his most famous dub, but he's a B-boy from Latham Grove. Scam. There we go. This is the pit in Latimer near on the river. You know Hammersmith? I think that's the sunken bit. All right. I like that one. This one we've spoken about on the pod several times.
Is that TKS?
No, it's not. It's a golden fill. On this same train, a few carriages down, is the Denise dub by Bap.
By
and
Bap.
I think there's a foam. FOAM. Yeah, I think there's a foam thing on there. And then there's this one. It's not the word he usually is known by, but it's a silver dub. Again, we spoke about it on the pod, but a while ago now. It is Scirocco by Cherish. Yeah, Scirocco. I don't know why he wrote that, but it's got the copper fill. Nice flick there. I think there's one or two left. Aha. Uh-huh.
Cast?
Speak of the devil. No, not cast. Look at that fill. Look at the fill. It's so beautiful, delicious. Old school fill. Think of Sirocco, the one before. It's not the same train or anything, but again, it's a word that he's not known for writing, but we spoke about it on the pod. We've had him on the pod, this guy. What other words did Bap?
Coma.
What words did Bap write? He used to write other words as well.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of them? They were a bit obscure, and he had like acronyms for them and shit. This one says Onk, Onk. I can't even remember what the acronym for Onk was, because I thought, oh, he just called, because everyone called him Unk, and he's like, no, Onk. He had some other thing for it. I can't remember.
Who Bat did this?
Yeah, this is Bap. Nice, nicey, nicey.
It's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Is there one more? There's a couple more, I think. Okay, who did this letter K? We're going to New York for this one, man. And think, I'll give you a second. You don't recognize it, no? It's quite a
No.
standard K. Let me give you some hints. Don't think writer, think a hip hop dude, a rapper
Joey Crack.
Yeah, Joey Crack. There we go. Killing it. He's been on the outlines and painting a lot recently. If you follow him on Instagram, him and the
Yeah.
Tats crew, he's obviously still got a big love for it, and he goes out of his way painting all the time. He's a bit scruffy, dude. You know what I mean? I like, you know, he's
Yeah, but
obviously.
I like that because it means that he's doing it rather than getting like one of the massive writers to do his outline.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, I've rate him because he really does not have to do this. This dude, you know, Joey Crack, he's got, look through the kick, you know, the Knicks and shit. Like, he's got his finger in so many fucking pies. He's doing multi-million dollar deals, you know, whether it's with his podcast with Jada, whether it's fucking his drinks deals, his clothing shit. Like, the dude has got so much going on, and he still makes time to go do painting. I think because he knows in his heart, because he's such a hip hop dude. What's the best way of showing, yo, I'm down for this, man? And that's painting for no money, no nothing, just for the love of the game, man. And I don't want to big him up too much, but I rate him for that, man. Is there one more? This is the last one. This one, I don't know if Theme knows this guy. I've been following him for a while on Instagram. He's from Switzerland, I think. I always rated his style, though, that old school style, but clean. He's like the best transition between the 80s style and like 2006 style. Like, you know, he'll put all the new tricks in it, but the outlines will all be like proper, have that old school feel. And same with the fills. It
Yeah,
is
I don't know who that is,
it's
to be
Kid
fair.
Cash. Kid
Kid
Cash from
Cash.
Switzerland. He's a B-boy, proper. I always rated his letters, man. I just wanted to kind of big him up a little
They're
bit. You know what I
nice.
mean? Kid
And his hand
Cash.
style. Look at his reach.
Bruv, he's too good,
Kid
man.
Cash.
Yeah, go check him out on Instagram, man. Kid Cash, dope styler.
I love it when the. You see the bottom of the K, the bottom right of the K, that loop. You do that loop in your
Oh
AM beats.
yeah. I love a
Where
little
I'm gonna
loop.
incorporate that into my graph.
Let me think.
At the
Maybe.
back, the bottom right of the M,
Yeah,
maybe.
just at the end. Yeah, boom. Okay, next time we paint together, I'm gonna make you
Yeah,
do
you
that.
remind me,
I'm
yeah.
gonna make you do that. The thing is, as well, because I always have at least two, if not three, swirly bits in it. Yeah, the top of the A, bottom of the A, bottom of the B, or bottom of the M. You know what I mean? But you've got to get them balanced. You've got to get them kind of looking similar for it to really work. You
Yeah.
know, if one is a bit skinnier and frowsier than the other two, it can throw the whole piece off, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get frustrated with that, man. Yo, big up. That's the graph letter.
Game.
Should we just get straight into this, man? People have been sending this in already. It's been doing
The
the rounds online. This is a video from the BBC Instagram, and they were in Leicester, and they were talking about these drones in a box that are all the way along the railway lines in specific target areas where there happens to be a lot of trespassing. Yeah? Should we watch the video first and then chat about it afterwards? Yeah, let's go.
For us, this is an absolute game changer.
The plan was to launch the drone up into the air just so that we could capture it on camera. But once they got it up there, they realised there was actually somebody trespassing on the tracks nearby, which maybe gives you an indication of just how common this is. Network Rail already uses drones to help find vulnerable people and target troublemakers, but these ones are different. They're launched from a box by the side of the tracks, and instead of having a pilot nearby, they're actually controlled from a room in London.
In the last year, we've had over 1,100 incidents. We're probably seeing somewhere in the region of 150,000 minutes of delay.
By putting the drone up, we can quickly clear the area, or we can quickly locate somebody who's vulnerable who might be on the tracks and guide our officers and the resources in to safeguard them, get them off the railway, and then bring the railway back to normal as soon as possible.
Damn, those boxes are going to get tagged on like shit, man, if they start introducing him here. What's your first thoughts when you see that theme?
I think I saw one like out the window. Me and the missus were looking out the window, and it's either a UFO or a fucking drone. So I'm going to go with drone.
From the house or from a train?
From my apartment.
Okay, yeah.
But the way it rose was just like non-helicopterisk, non-aeroplane, It must have been a drone.
Mm-hmm.
But this is in the countryside, right?
Yeah.
And there's 150,000 minutes of delay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of talking about, what are they talking about? Vulnerable peeps.
Yeah.
And if it's for vulnerable peeps, I'm just worried about that being a lie. And it's not for vulnerable peeps whatsoever. They're just using that to make it sound a bit like less invasive.
But theme, don't you think, like in Leicester and in Bumpkinsville, there's less like fencing around those BR tracks? There is fencing, obviously, but I think there's a lot of people who do a shortcut going home and they'll cross the tracks here. Or maybe. I reckon it happens a lot outside, whereas in London, your average Joe doesn't bop on the tracks. You know, you get the odd kid here and there, maybe just fucking around. But most people on the tracks are on there either to paint, graph. Here in London, I'm talking out in the Bumpkinsville, I reckon there's way more of that trespassing, just kids, just bored kids, just like don't know what else to do, you know?
We used to run up and down the tracks on our BMXs at my grand's house outside Sheffield.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was just kind of easy. So I reckon it does happen quite a lot and it does cause delays. And I think genuinely they don't want to hit a kid on the tracks. You know what I mean? So I believe them when they're talking about vulnerable people. But that's how these things always start. It always starts under the guise of our safety. Mm. And then it just gets more and more intrusive, facial recognition, then this, and then they'll introduce this, and then this, and that's how
the public get more used to it, so their defenses come down a bit instead of kicking off.
Exactly.
This was for vulnerable people, and now you're kidnapping my hamster. You know.
Well, exactly. And I think that it's not heavily used in London yet, and I think it's going to be a bit trickier to use it here, but they will be eventually. It will come here and it'll be in certain parts of the track, if not eventually down the line, everywhere. I'm talking streets, tracks, everywhere. They're going to be policing with drones.
Yeah,
man.
But they can't really do it everywhere on the tracks because it's sort of so much underground, so many tunnels.
Well, yeah, there's the tunnels aspect.
I mean, maybe out in West, they can do it because there's so much of it open.
But look, Dean, let's say, boom, I'm down by Hammersmith and I'm under the arches, yeah? Let's say I'm painting. This is after the trains have stopped running. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm masked up. I got a mask over my face. I'm wearing gloves, etc. I'm going down there to do a nice little dub under the arches. Let's say I set off a infrared thing, or let's say someone sees me from their window because there's lots of residential area and they call it into the police. By the time they get to the drone and then the drone comes and then, okay, now I'm painting. There's a drone. Zzz. Okay. Like, okay, you still got a good 5-10 minutes. They still can't chase you down the track. Still illegal for them to come and pounce on you on the tracks. They have to wait for you to leave.
Yeah.
So what, they're going to follow you where you get out. And then I guess they're going to send coppers there. But like, that's not really too many steps away from how it is now anyway. If you get caught on CCTV or if you get caught on this or that.
It's just a mobile CCTV, isn't it?
Yeah, that's literally, it's not like it's going to come down and go, hey, you, stop graffiti, like, or whatever. Like,
they might do like RoboCop.
Maybe it will actually.
You're going to die. Execute.
You have 15 seconds to comply.
Comply, yeah.
Actually, maybe it would say something like that. You are trespassing. You might, like, just to kind of alert you to get you to fuck off, you know?
Yeah. The police have been called. They're on their way. They can, like, make you try and shit you up a bit, yeah.
But, like, other than that, if you're masked up and stuff, then I don't see...
But what if you're trying to get home and you go in your car and it's like, bing?
If it follows
takes a
you
photo
to
of the
your
number
car,
plate, yeah, or follows you to.
yeah.
You're like this. Oh my God, I
But
can't
then,
lose it.
I guess in London, you could go into a shop, change your clothes, come out of a shop, go into, you've seen all these movies, man, of like the cars,
Yeah,
they go
but
into
you'd
a
have to
car
go on
park, switch
a
cars.
paint mission, like seriously clued up, like
I
seriously ready with like different bags of clothes and hats and shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like what I mean, my point, basic point is it's not like a game changer, I don't think.
No.
It's not like it's not going to
But it could
stop.
be, like you say, it could develop into being a game changer.
I reckon eventually, if we keep allowing these things with facial recognition, AI, drones now on train tracks, and they're using it for vulnerable people, eventually, 10 years, 20 years down the line, it won't be strange to see drones just flying around, like Neighborhood Watch, just around every neighborhood, there'll be a drone, and just, oh,
Amazon
because
packages.
we're looking, yeah, like Amazon, everything, yeah,
It's a police. No, it's an Amazon drone. Oh, it's all right then. Do you know what I mean?
I really kind of see that where it's going to end up, and how much of it we're going to take or not. I mean, yeah, it's troubling for me in that sense. I'm not too fussed about the whole train thing. So, I mean, yeah, it's fine. It's private property. I get it. It's part of the game. We always had to deal with CCTV, always had to deal with all these things they introduced. So this is just another thing you just got to worry about. But we'll take the necessary precautions, and you should be able to avoid most things. Not that we encourage illegal behavior here, okay?
Arms
Let me put that straight as well. I'm so,
out.
but yeah, but I'm just worried about just down the line. The more we accept of these things, the more we allow these things, and just, under the guise of safety, like I said, it's just we're giving away more and more of our privacy. And then the dickheads are going to be sitting there going, if you've got nothing to hide, why are you worried about it? It's
Yeah.
like, mate, do you not read books, bruv? Read 18, was it
1984, George
1984?
Orwell. Yeah.
And like, there's limits that we should put up with, But yeah,
Yeah.
it seems to be heading in that direction, man. We'll see.
And this is
Although,
like the third or fourth drone thing we've seen, basically. So it's definitely on their radar and it could be coming into play.
Mate, I follow
Yeah.
quite a few drone things on Instagram, but just dudes who fuck around with drones. They're sick. Like, they're
Yeah.
ill things. You know what I mean? The cameras are getting better and they're flying. Like, if you're good at flying. And also, have you seen Ukraine, Russia, the war? Most of
Yeah.
that shit is drones, man.
Yeah.
Who's
Have
got
you
the most amount
seen
of drones? And
the
that's another thing with
British
war. Yeah.
military guy, the head of the military, has ended the design and build for new warships,
Yeah.
saving billions and billions and billions of pounds because he's going to get like a whole bunch of drones and then a bunch of ships that kind of operate just the drones. And it's going to save money on the military expenditure. And keep us up to date with like other nations like Russia.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I shudder to even think about the military aspect of drones and what's happening over
Yeah.
there, like secretly, let alone what they
But America,
released or.
like everyone knows that Trump's a wanker, but everybody forgets that Obama killed thousands and thousands of people using drones.
Yeah, but theme. Did you not look it? I looked it up. Obama had 8 years in office. How many years has Trump now? He's a year and a
Five,
bit into his second
second
term.
term.
He's doubled the amount of people he's killed with drones compared to
Yeah.
Obama all those years ago.
But
But
what
that's
I'm saying,
mainly.
that I shouldn't have compared them like that.
No,
Every
but
president has been
they all
using
do it.
drones.
They all do it. And it's like that thing, there's a word for it, I cannot remember, but in the art of war, there's the preemptive things. Everyone else is doing it. China, imagine China and their drones. Have you seen the drone displays that they do in China of like the 3D? Instead of fireworks now, they do drone displays. So they all have
No.
LED lights on. You must have seen this shit, man.
No.
I even feel to fucking show you, brother, man. These, oh, mate, they are insane. It looks like it's done in a Chinese drone
Display.
display.
There we
They
go.
got like literally, they'll get 10,000 drones and do like a 3D
Holy shit.
fucking like a dragon. You see this dragon? That's all drones,
Yeah.
bro. And
That's
look at that thing.
multiple independent drones.
Yo, and this look, and it's a dragon flying in the sky going through a hoop. And it's some crazy shit, bro. They got, and look, that's them laying them all down, you see? And then they all go up in the air and they make look 3D cats
Oh
playing with.
my days.
And this is, they show you this for fun, and everyone's like, ooh, it looks cool, but I see this, and I'm like, fuck, we're fucked, man.
Yeah.
We are fucked, bro. It's scary, man, but,
holy shit, I've never seen any of that.
Bruv, they've been doing it for years now, man, let alone, oh, man, the military aspect of it. It's all going to be drone warfare, man. Why send troops when you can just send a fucking 2,000-pound drone down there with fucking bombs strapped to it? And have you seen Hezbollah against Israel? I've been seeing mad footage of them just flying drones into fucking Israeli targets and shit. It's crazy, man. Like, it's all
Boy.
done with that now. Everyone's got them. So like you were heeding to, it's like you kind of have to, as a defense tactic, you've got to do it now. And that's what's going to end us, man, is this one-upmanship.
Yeah.
Everyone's got fucking nukes. Everyone's got drones. Soon it's going to be drones with nukes attached to it. And it's just going to be like, how many drones with nukes you got? Bruv, it's scary out here, man.
Well,
but
at least you can fly drones over nuclear power places and destroy them, I guess.
Yeah.
Destroy other people's. But then they'll just come and do it to you.
And their argument will be, yeah, they can be more precise with their targeting, so less civilians die or whatever.
Well, their argument will be no soldiers will be killed.
Yeah, and no soldiers. And but, mate, it's scary because...
You're thinking it's a bit fishy.
And look into how AI is being used now in war, let alone in policing and everything else, man. Like, it's scary, man. It's not even humans now deciding on where to bomb. They're just using... Look up Lavender AI and the IDF, how they've been targeting Gaza. You see, your Gaza's like leveled now.
Yeah.
It's completely rubble, the whole fucking thing. And they were trying to look for Hamas or whatever. It was bollocks. But anyway, they've leveled the fucking place. And look up Lavender is the AI software they've been using to basically raise the place. And they're doing it now in Lebanon, man. It's fucked. But anyway,
I'm so...
Don't get me depressed now, man. It's only Monday and I've bust my back up, man.
And so you've bust your back. Yeah, you're standing up.
Beam, are you prepared to do a quick ad read? Sorry to spring it on you, man. I'm not ready. So if you've got it there on your desktop, booyah. Please, brother.
Yes.
Big up OCB every time, man.
Big up OCB because they big us up. So we big them back up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Why does it take so fucking long?
It's all good. Look, I'm
OCB organic hemp was the first ever paper produced with a pure organic hemp paper made with 100% natural Arabic gum.
My Arabic brothers, yeah.
The range can be shopped in all UK supermarkets, select tobacco gantries, in convenience stores and tobacconists.
Yeah.
Have you got some products there, buddy? Thank you for displaying the products whilst I read the OCB ad.
No doubt. And big up Lady FaZe last week was our comment winner for the OCB goodies. She was over the moon with all her stuff. People, if you want to win some Arms House OCB goodies, then leave a comment below and we will pick a winner from next week. We didn't pick one for this week, though, Theme. Maybe you can get into that. Maybe go into... Or, you know what? Let's just do it live now on the pod, man. Fuck it. And then we'll get into some graph critiques, yeah? Let's see.
Are you doing it or am I doing it?
I'll just pull it up here, man, the latest episode.
Ah, then we can do it on the screen.
You know what I mean? Is that it there? The London bubble... let's go. I did see some cool ones. Yeah, big up whistle has been blown. All the people who leave comments, man, every comment is really appreciated. You know, it helps us on the algorithm. It helps boost us around on YouTube and shit.
Algo booster.
Yeah, big him up. Someone said, camouflage your botness, because we were talking about bots online and you said like, how do people camouflage their botness like that? And this guy cracked up at that. So big up Gems ELKB, Gems ELKB, Gems ELKB. You are this week's winner of the OCB Arms House comment section. So reach out to us on the email or on the DMs of the Instagram and let us know where to send you all that good stuff. And we will do that pronto. Big up. Thank you again for leaving comments.
The email is armshousetoyourmumshouse@gmail.com.
Yeah, man. Should we do some graph critiques?
Critiques,
then?
Yeah, boy.
When did we start? How long have we been recording, man? Shit, I don't even know. Anyway, let's get into some graffiti critiques powered by OCB.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
All right, let's go. The first one. This is a re-sent in. I'm pretty sure I recognize this one was done before. We've done a Kuf, K-U-F-E, but this looks like it's in a tunnel, like literally a tunnel, like a pipe, like a big-ass pipe, like rounded sides there. Kuf, K-U-F-E, purple and blue, fills, black outline, got a light green line going through the 3D, yellow one time and purple,
reddish,
like kind of bubbles around the outside. Looks like it was done in 2025.
Highlights in white.
Yeah, white.
Colors are okay. Letters, I don't like. I mean, I especially don't like the F or the E or the K. It's just not kind of stylish. There's no style to it. It's very squiggly woggly. And what is up with the green stuff in the shadow? Like, because it's kind of going every direction. And that's not how it works. That's not you don't put it in every direction.
No. It from
you
what
said I'm... you like the ones that last guy did, you know, Alk.
Oh yeah,
all straight down like that.
Yeah, but you know what this is, Dean?
No,
this is a thing.
That's another thing. I've been doing graph for a squillion years, yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
Look, he's done it really badly and roughly. Basically, that black outline, as you can see, goes up here, then goes down here. But this part of the outline gets swallowed up because it's part of the 3D. Yeah. Now, this line that you can do, you're supposed to line it up with the outside of where where the outline stops and the shadow starts. Yeah. You're supposed to put a little line there and, you know, as thin as you like and stuff like that. And it's a kind of way of highlighting the outline of your bit, you know, of like doing a little highlight on the inside of the 3D, basically. That's what it's done for. I guess this one's on the wrong place. That should be there. But he's done it on the, you know, left side of the 3D. They're in the
and
right
then the,
place.
The one inside the F is completely different to the one inside the U.
Yeah, that one's on the right-hand side. That should be coming down there, yeah. Like, it's done really roughly, but he kind of has a grasp on it. I really don't like these squiggly schemes going through it. Look, he's painted one letter purple and the other purple, blue, and then he's gone same with
switched the tin to do the schemes, yeah.
I see what he's like, you know, I get the creativity behind it and cool, good one for trying and all that. I'm being harsh here because I think he's competent. It's rough and I don't think he spent a lot of time on this one.
Yeah, this guy can definitely do better. Definitely.
Yeah. I think it's better than the last one he sent in, if I remember correctly, which I cannot remember for the life of me. But yeah, there's certain things about this which is a bit TB. Yeah, it's a bit rough and rugged, but I don't think he's gone too complicated either. Like, he's kept it simple, which I'm going to give you ratings for. Yeah, it's not too complicated, but yeah, the style element of it, it's just not my
the
cup
F
of tea.
With, like, the droopy nose is like...
Yeah, but he's filling in this negative space. That's the thing with the F. You're going to get negative space below that bit. So he's drooped it. I get the science behind it. But yeah, it's just... And like kind of following on from the K a little bit there, then this is kind of following, but...
I think you're being exceptionally nice.
I am being nice to this guy. I don't know why, mate.
Look at Yuri!
Fuck off, Koof, yeah. You shit,
number
mate.
99, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, you reckon that's his 99th piece? Jesus, he should be doing a little bit better.
Much better pieces, yeah. Yeah.
But still, I think it does what it needs to do. That's why I don't want to be too fucking
harsh. What it says on the tin. Bit of fucking graph, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Koof. Nice.
I'm giving
one.
It 3 out of 10.
Three. You know what? For a piece, just those schemes alone are annoying me so much. I'm going to go below average, brother. I'm sorry. But only just. I'm going to give you 4.8. So you're pretty much just average things, but a little bit below, man. Sorry, brother. But good effort, though. And
big up the Koof.
And send in another one and put up AHC. You've been jumped into AHC now. So Koofy, you know what I mean?
Koofy.
Put it up, Koofy. Son. Next up, another re-entry.
Entrée.
He sent something before as well, I think. This is from 2026, though. Yeah, entree, E-N-T-R-E, no bread, only cheddar. Green fill, blue 3D, black outline, weird character here on the left as well, wearing a tie.
Disabled this is, un- Sonic. Again,
under a tunnel. This looks like on the side of the tracks. No, they have these, like, blocks of stone, so this might be on a train track somewhere, but it could be out in Bumpkin somewhere, who knows. Nice piece. Again, scruffy do, man, in the 3D. Why? What's all this? Like, it does nothing to elevate it. I get this is more like the Alk thing, you know, where he did a red fill with a little bit of black shade, but subtle, and it looked cool. This one, it works in some places, but then here, it's just like, what are you doing? And then here, it's just got lost completely, and I reckon allow all that shit. Just fill it in one color for now. He's got a white one time going all the way inside, you know, that how people do that to pop it off.
The R doesn't really fit the rest of the piece. It's
this
like.
This bit is too bulbous.
Yeah, and it's too curvy and it's too floppy compared to your N and your E's. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's similar to the T.
Yeah, the top of the T, yeah, kind of.
The bottom right
point.
Of the R is way too big for starters and way too kind of bulbous. And floppy. And I really want to know who's done a disabled Sonic.
Is that a disabled Sonic?
Wearing a tie, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The hair isn't spiky enough to be Sonic.
SNS, yeah, special needs Sonic. You know what I mean?
Special needs Sonic. Now, this is some crazy clown guy, I think. That's what I see. Yeah, with the red lips and shit. Yeah. And he's got the big afro and shit. And he's putting colors through it. Look at that compared to like one of Zombie's character. You know, when he does the fades going through the afro and he's got a bit. But I mean, look, it's a good attempt. It's a good attempt. But you're not quite there, brother.
Look
he's
at
also
Zombie's
got the zombie
old school
hands.
Attempts. Like, you know, they were kind of a bit.
And look, he's got the zombie kind of hands as well. Like, yeah, where he's got him like that.
Is he biting the zomb?
Well, you know, this last E. I think by the time he'd got to the last letter, this E is mad confident, it's brash, it's even, it looks sick. This E, not as much. You know, that middle bit is a bit wonky, that back spine isn't as, you know, like he's there, he's pretty much there, but he just needs to be consistent now. You
You've
know?
Got a problem when you do two E's. They got to be, for me, they got to be the same.
They got to look
and
the
same.
And
that's what I have to work on myself because if you do, for example, this happens with me quite a lot. Your first E has the top bit goes past the actual stick.
Yeah, like
and
here.
On the end it doesn't.
Yeah.
The end, the stick comes up. I'm calling it a stick. I don't know why. The
backbone, the
vertical,
backbone.
The vertical bit goes up.
Yeah.
And then the top actually starts. So the same line, it continues into the top. Yeah. The first one, it doesn't. It goes into the middle. And then it comes out to the left. You just want to be careful of doing it because if you put that bit of detail on the last E, it would be pretty sick. It would still be pretty sick.
Yeah, so that's continuity and consistency. I still struggle with this as well, theme, man. I was saying earlier about the swirls, you know, sometimes I do them and they look sick. Sometimes I do them, they look sick to me in the time and the moment of doing it. Then I go home and look at it and go, rah, that was completely off. What was I fucking thinking? Yeah.
Yeah.
The consistency is still an issue that I deal with. And that's when you can really spot a writer who is completely 100% dedicated. And not most people don't have time for this, you know. I know I don't, yeah. But like people who paint every day, they're thinking about it every day. They're sketching, they're preparing, and they're consistent. You know what I mean? Some people might even say, they paint the same thing over and over. But it's not. They're fucking just consistent. So they know what they're doing. Like, we brought up Chick already. I don't want to big him up too much. You know what I mean? We big him up so much because he is a dapper, but he is consistent. He hasn't done a whack thing in a long time. Mm. Letter-wise, his letters are always on point.
Mm. And he doesn't do the same word ever. Mm. So it's the best way to learn.
Consistency. Same with Teach. Same with all these big writers. They're big for a reason because they've done it so many fucking times. It's just muscle memory. They can't get the perspective wrong. They couldn't even if they tried, you know? Yeah. They've just done it so many fucking times, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Consistency, you know what I mean? But yeah, so we're nitpicking here. Again, this scheme running through it, this pink one, like, you know, I've seen a few people do that. It's a nice thing to, like, ping off the piece a bit and play around with it a little bit. He's got loads of bits hanging off the end. These are all good, I guess. The stars and that with the shadow going through the The fade isn't really great either. The fade, and he's got these stink lines. You've got tapas stink lines coming up again, man. We haven't had a tapas thing in a while. Brother Tapas, if you're listening, send us in some shit, man.
He doesn't need to because it's just 20 out of 10 all the time.
But I want some new tapas stuff, especially for the live show. I want to get a tapas ready for the live. I reckon dial it back a little bit more, Entree. Yeah, I know you're having fun with it. I can see you having fun with it. You're doing characters now. You've got all these little isms and stuff. But now concentrate on the letters, man. Get them consistent. Get them nice. Allow all spending time doing all these 3D fades and fucking weird shit, man, for now. You know, this last E, I really like this last E. I think that does the fucking job. If all your letters were as confident as that, it would look sick, man. It's all right.
Sorry. People like certain things and then... I mean, maybe I'm just such a harsh critic, but that last E is pretty dog shit for me.
Oh, you don't like it either, no?
I don't like it at all. No, it's not something that I would say, oh, yeah, I like that.
No, I don't mind. I think that's... For a simple E, like, it does what it... That's all you need to really do, man. That's it. This one here... Like, the backbone here...
It's definitely better than the first one.
Yeah. Okay, good. As long as we can agree on that, that's all right then. Mm. All right,
if I did it, I'd be fucking upset.
Yeah. Is that like Ban when he was like, if I did that, mate, I'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yo, big up Entree, man. Stick up AHC, bruv. You're in 2026. Where's the AHC reach, bruv? All right. Next up, I think this is the last one. Ah, this guy, he said, yo, critique my hand style. Yeah. Acer, I think this is again a second. I think you sent this thing before. AYSER theme. What do you think?
Black it's kind pen. Of nice. Yeah. It's kind of good. But at the first glimpse, if you look at it for longer than 20, 30 seconds, you're like, what's the. But I can see it. I can see why he's doing the S like that, the E like that. The S and the E and the R are kind of in. Symmetry, but the A and the Y are my favorite letters in that reach, by the way, and they're a little bit different, but the underlining is good, the arrow is good, the three little doodahs is good, and the star's good.
I like it. It's not too much. He's done a few bits, or you know, the classic things, but I love the way you see how it fans out like that. I always love tags that do this. This guy, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's done his history. This is almost like that 80s era going into 90s era of, like, you know, tags, stylish tags. And yeah, I get what you're saying. I like the AY more. The S is kind of blinging. Yeah, but that E, the R is a bit pony, but the way it comes up there, then down, and then straight into the thing. Mm. I like it, man. I like it.
And I'm giving him a let off because he's done the S and the E and the R in the same sort of style.
Yes,
even though I don't like the R. I mean, it does what it does.
It does.
It's absolutely fine. Exactly. Absolutely fine. But I really like the A and the Y.
Yes. We didn't give this a score out of 10, by the way. Sorry, quickly. Score out of 10 for Entree. I'm going to go above average for a piece, but just 5.2, brother Entree. I think it's slightly better than the Koof, but yeah, not by a hell of a lot. Acer... Yeah, I like it too. There's not really much else to say. Nice pen, nice clean. Yeah, he looks like he's having fun with it. He's
chiseled
done it many
tip,
times.
Isn't it?
Chiseled. Yeah. Real cool, man. I like it, man. I don't mind that at all. For a tag, hand styles out of 10, I'd put it above average, but not way above average. I can still see, like you were pointing out, you know, there's still a few bits and bobs of it, like the R that aren't, you know, I don't know. They're not proper flexing. You know what I'm saying? Like a proper 10 out of 10 tag. There's flexy bits, you know?
I mean, you look at an Asia tag and you look at an Acer tag like that, and then you'll see who's got the better hand style.
Yeah. Also,
who's doing the better R's and E's and stuff like that.
You see the AY, you know, because that's another thing. When you're starting off a tag, you like, you know, you're more precise. And then by the end, he's like going.
Yeah.
So it kind of loses a little bit, you know. And then if you see that he's kept the chisel consistent in the same direction, actually, now I look at it, so he's all right.
He's done a good reach.
It's a good reach. Okay,
good
out of 10,
reach, lad.
For a hand style, now I'm giving this a 6 6 point.
I was going to say 7, but I'm going down to 6.5.
You know what? I'm going to go up to 6.5. Yes, Acer, big up, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending that in. You are now in AHC, brother man. Yo, do we have time to check out one quick little other video and then we'll call it a day, or?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, this was sent in by someone. Is this guy bored of Graph?
Hello, I am Mikkel. I'm a solo inventor, and this machine, nicknamed Albert, is my last 10 years of work. I designed myself every piece of hardware, every electronic circuit, every line of code. I see a lot of quality in handcrafted robotics, and I see Albert as my piece of handcrafted art. 10 years ago, I got tinkering with electronic valves and spray paint to develop my own style of graffiti. The first prototype was a handheld single valve printer that was tracked by a camera. It was capable of printing a picture, but the work was tedious. It was obvious I needed more valves. I got to work and developed a 50 valve printer and founded the world's first robotic mural company. The first print was a portrait of Albert Einstein, and the robot got the nickname Albert.
The 50 valve printer was still an early prototype and hard to use and flimsy, but the murals it created were absolutely astonishing. It was clear that Albert has potential to change the world of muralism, but the next jump in development did not come before 2023, when I got an invitation to collab in a massive art project. It was clear I could not use the old veteran prototype for this. I needed to turn my lessons into an actual tool that would become a flagship of the coming era of printed muralism. I built a new printer, purpose-built for speed, efficiency, and the industrial endurance. In 2024, the Albert 2.0 was born. It had 360 valves, and native resolution was doubled. It was much simpler to set up and required much less operator labor. After 10 years of work, with well over 10,000 work hours invested, I had my dream machine ready. It's been a long journey, but today I have a machine capable of transforming very large worlds in almost an instant, capable of taking art to new levels, to a scale that has been impossible till now.
To print skyscrapers, to print whole city blocks at a time. If you like my story, please follow to see what will happen next.
What will happen next is you're getting rid of artists, basically.
That's it. That's it.
And that's like saying to me that, oh, this that doesn't exist. Well, hang about. What about that guy who's done the side of the building on for Will Smith in Philadelphia? I think he's an English guy, and they invited him over to Philly, and he's done it. And there's loads of sick artists who are drawing this. That guy who we want to come to the Graph Jam, like puts numbers on the wall and works it all
scribble,
out.
Scribble
and
grid. Yeah.
Yeah. And what the fuck is the point of getting a machine to do the art? Because it's not art. It's like done by a machine. It's like a product.
Just print it out and do a poster. You know, like what's the now, like, you know, it's getting to that point where it's just do a design on a computer and then print it out large and do a, like what do they call billboard. It's a billboard, basically.
Yeah.
I think this gentleman, the guy, I can't remember his name, but the guy who's building it,
he's props to him because he's done everything.
That's dope. I rate that. I appreciate the creativity and that's dope. You know what I mean? I could still see that. But then he's kind of, by the sounds of it, he wants to mass produce these.
Mm.
And then now if I bought one of those and used it, I'm literally just the middleman. You know what I mean? I did nothing. Yeah, I programmed it and then and I think theme, you mentioned about the Will Smith one or whatever, like these big murals done by artists, they take weeks, if not months to do. Yeah. So he's kind of saying, look, you could do this. It will take 2 days. What it would take an artist, you know, a month or 2 months.
But the thing is, that might impress a building owner and might like think of the profit or the expenditure for the guy.
Exactly.
But at the same time, that's kind of like, support the artists, bro.
It's sacrificing, like profits for artists, man. Capitalism. But anyway, so you know, that's eventually where it's going to go if people want to save money, man. It's like AI music. It's like, why am I going to pay a whole orchestra to come in here when I can just prompt orchestral fucking thing? But, you know, that's the way things are kind of going. And it's just convenience is going to be our downfall, people. Yeah. When it comes to art and passion, I don't need things to be convenient. Yeah. Because I love it and I'm passionate about it.
And I want to spend some good time doing it.
That's the whole point. I try and make time to do it because I'm passionate about it and I love doing it. And when I see artwork like now, the inundation of like AI flyers that I see now, people doing a flyer for their event and they're like, why pay some guy to do it or do it myself? I'm just going to AI do it. And immediately when I see one of those, my eyes glaze over and I scroll on. I don't like looking at that shit and I don't care what you want to promote. If you didn't have the wherewithal and the time and the decency to put some effort into promoting it, I don't even want to know about what your event is. But maybe I don't even want to go.
Same for me in adverts. If you show me an advert, I'll deliberately not buy that product.
Yeah.
Especially if it's during an England fucking game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, okay, just to reiterate, I rate that dude, the guy who programmed it and all that and put all these hours into it, and cool, and if that's his thing and he wants to be the robot mural painter guy, wicked, I support that. I'm cool. He did it from the ground up. He's a creative. It's his baby, all that stuff.
From scratch.
But now if he's going to mass produce them and you're a mug out there who's going to buy one of those and start fucking doing it and going, yeah, I'm a muralist now. I'm a muralist. You're not a muralist. You're a pussy hole bitch.
Who knows how to program a drone?
You get no respect from me, man, for doing that shit. That's all I'm going to say, yeah?
From the arms house. Look at your reach!
Bitch. Mm-hmm. You look at your mechanical... Mm-hmm. industrial reach, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I mean, yo, that shit. Yeah, I think we've said enough on
so
that.
So to answer the listener's question, no, he's not Bordograph.
No.
He is a decent guy with a good invention, but trying to muscle his way in to a place where he's not needed.
Exactly. That's it. Okay, let's go out to this tune by Theme
Gwen
Recommended.
McCrae,
ooh,
who is a female singer.
Legendary singer, man. Yeah.
Legendary singer.
She's been sampled bare times, man.
Bare times.
Yeah.
And she did a more famous song than this.
Oh, she's done bare, but yeah, I can't remember that off the top of my tongue.
No. So this one's called Let's Straighten It Out.
Mm.
And she's talking about being upset with her partner and she's ready to straighten it out. Give him the old one, two.
He did that tune. Keep that fire burning. Keep that fire burning. Yeah, crazy dope tune, man. Okay, this one is featuring Lattimore, another legendary a soul singer from back in the day and musician. He's been sampled shit ton of times as well. This track's called Let's Straighten It Out. Again, just to reiterate, 26th of July, Sunday, 26th of July, down Trellick. We're doing the Arms House Graph Jam. Try and make it down if you can. We'll be there from early. We got loads of cool shit prepared for that. Keep your ears open for the live Arms House recording in August. We will be announcing that soon. And all that good stuff. Leave a comment. Hit the like button below.
If you want free entry, join the Patreon.
And whoever won the comment thing, reach out to us. Let us know where to send you some good shit. Peace, people.
We need your address.
Laters.
I'm on.
You wondering what's wrong with me now? You really want me to sit down and tell you about it? Are you gonna listen?
You gonna listen, motherfucker?
Oh, I hurt so bad inside, baby, because you know that
me duele.
You know we had so much going for us at one time, and then things changed.
You can really tell when I'm playing a lot of guitar compared to when I did a lot of rap.
I don't want to dog you around.
I'm just listening to Gwen McCrae.
I don't want
to
keep dogging you around, baby. We got to meet together, come together. At some turn, I'm willing to sit down if you are. And I do forgive you. That's how much I love you.
OCP.
Sure. If you are.
With me on the podcast.
Yeah, sometimes I moan like that. Because I'm hurting inside. I know you wanna know. Sure.
This isn't the version I've got.
Maybe we can get a bottle of wine and we'll come back to the house. We'll sit down to the table together. Sure, I do love you. Listen.
Oh, maybe that was just the
hint. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So don't do that.
Don't
do that. Now, you know, every time you do that, it just make me go crazy. Yeah, right. Okay, baby. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for being so mad at you.
Sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me.
Okay.
It's not the version, it's a different version.
No, this
tell
is
me
not.
What's on your mind.
God damn.
Don't keep on telling me everything's okay.
Oh.
Cause if it was, then you wouldn't be crying.
Yeah, this might be a.
You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately.
I don't think it's AI, but it does say Henry Stone Music from 2006, and this was definitely made way before that.
1978.
Yeah. Oh, well, brother. we're too deep into it now, brother.
Yeah.
These people.
Oh, when I don't even know what's wrong. Yeah.
Look at your reach.
Hey.
Let's straighten it out.
You and me.
Babe, let's straighten
it out.
Ooh, baby. Baby,
let's straighten it out.
I didn't know how to handle it, darling.
When you turned your back to me and you covered your head,
you didn't even say goodnight.
You didn't even say goodnight.
Hey, baby, I'm sorry.
If you're tired and you don't want to be bothered, baby,
it's not that, baby.
Just say the word and I'll leave you alone.
It's not that, baby, baby. I'm hurting, darling.
Instead of laying that crying in your eyes.
I love these old tracks where they're like, they're just basically having a Barney between
conversation,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a conversation, but they're singing their hearts out. Peace, people. We out.
We out of here, baby.
The team, everything against us, we found a way.